This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 1st edition of Byers & Company. Straight ahead, Bill Clevenger, the executive director of the Decatur Park District. We'll talk to another small business through our building support with Romano Company, plus Mark Tupper, Tupper on Sports, and Drew Early from DMH. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yesterday, Governor Pritzker announced the extension of the stay-at-home proclamation. The governor signed at first on March 20th, I believe was the date the first one came out. And that has now been extended to April 30th. And as the weather gets nicer, right, the human impulse is to get out of the house. You can do that in responsible ways, and you can do that using the incredible green space that we have in this community. More green space than, I believe, per capita anywhere in the state of Illinois. And a person who's in charge of a big chunk of that green space is the executive director of the Decatur Park District, Bill Clevenger, who joins us this morning. Bill,
good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Before we start talking about the parks, just talk to me a little bit about how this is impacting the park district, because clearly, you had a big project that was going to open Memorial Day weekend. You got the Devon Amphitheater. I mean, I don't know what people are doing about scheduling events that you don't know may not happen. I mean, this is having a huge impact on your operations.
Yeah, Brian, I've been in this business 42 years, and I've never seen anything like this in my entire career. So it's uncharted water every day. It's almost like a new playbook every day. With new regulations coming down, with trying to plan for the next several months. We're beginning now to contact artists, for example, and have conversations with artists for the Devon Amphitheater. The pool project, we still have some final completion items there to take care of. And the list goes on and on, not to say the normal things that we do every year. How far are those going to be pushed back? And then you begin to look at the financial ramifications and the cash flow and all those kinds of things that just make up day-to-day operations.
Yeah, I think about the things like, how do you hire lifeguards not knowing when you're going to open pools? That may not sound like a high priority, but it's just another cog in the wheel. I mean, how do you get summer planned when we don't know if there's going to be a summer?
Well, just think about the day when you have a little experience with that. We're going from about 20 lifeguards at a pool to 60 or 70 lifeguards that we're going to need. So it's going to be a real challenge for our staff to keep planning, keep anticipating, but the hiring process is going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, well, there's also going to be a lot of people out of work, and there's no doubt about that. So maybe those things will even out a little. What are you seeing right now? I mean, clearly the message from the governor is stay at home. If you get outside, social distancing is still the rule, not large groups, certainly not contact sports. But what are you guys encountering day in and day out in the parks?
It's Monday, I think, was a little preview. We had a really nice day, and people have been in. And there's just that natural urge to get out. And one of the things in Decatur that we're blessed with is a tremendous amount of green space. We have about 2,000 acres. And, there's value to just getting out of your house, going for a walk. You don't have to have a gym. You don't have to have equipment. You can just go for a walk, get outside. The benefits, there are study after study that indicate there's fitness value, there's mental health value. All those things come with being out in your park in open space where you can observe the social distancing requirements and still really have an enjoyable encounter with nature.
All right, but you have to do that safely.
You do, and we have, in compliance with the executive orders, and from what we saw very early on, we've tried to react to that very quickly. We've closed playgrounds. We've closed opportunities where social distancing, people were having a difficult time. And I think this, Brian, sometimes is just force of habit. Such a thing as shaking hands. People who have done that their whole life it's difficult to say, okay, all of a sudden I just turn that off. But we have to. We have to think about everything we do today.
All right, what are the bad examples you're seeing out there? Some of the stuff, maybe not even kids, but grown-ups in gathering in large numbers or playing basketball or doing the kind of things that you would think at this point everyone would know not to do, but you guys are seeing it every day.
Well, in today's world, you don't do much without a social media presence, so we see a lot. For example, on Monday evening, there was a men's football team in Fairview Park, probably 25, 30 people. They're practicing. There's contact there. There were numerous groups out in the parks, in the pavilions, sitting around picnic tables. Those are issues. Those are things that people are going to have to be cognizant of. What Frank Hubbard and his group are doing, the park police, I think they're doing a really nice job of encountering people, talking to people about it. And, Brian, I would tell you, one of the comments we get, and it's amazing to me that people don't know what this is, but we've actually had individuals ask us what the coronavirus is.
We're
trying to educate at the same time while we're dispersing groups. We've closed, for example, the basketball courts, where we immediately saw big groups congregating. We've closed those. The list goes on of things that we've closed in an attempt to be compliant and in an attempt to keep everybody safe and healthy.
Yeah, and the byproduct of that, Bill, is that now your officer, you know, I agree, Frank and your crew do a great job, but now they've got to encounter more people and have more conversations, which exposes them to this. We can't have our law enforcement go down, just like we can't have our first responders and emergency room workers go down. But the more they have to encounter people, the more danger there is in that. I don't get it either. I don't understand why people can't seem to understand this.
You know, it's one of those things that I don't think people have ever experienced anything like this before.
Well, I haven't either, but we've all got to learn.
But the rules are the rules, and the guidance is the guidance. And at some point in time, I'll give you a story for you. You can chuckle this morning. My son, who's in the military, on his first call home from boot camp, said to me, "Dad, I can't understand why people can't do just what they were told." And I thought, boy, coming from you, Jonathan, that's a profound statement. But isn't that pretty profound on a day like this?
It is. And what they're being told isn't to punish. It is to try to save as many people as we can and keep the entire system from crumbling. Now, good news on your end. You guys have partnered up with, I know the Decatur Police Department's helping out, the United Way, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. You guys are used to feeding kids in the parks and have done so for years and years and years. But once again, Mondays and Thursdays from 1 to 3 at Hess Park, Lions Park, Oak Grove Park, and Grant Park. Wednesdays and Sundays from 1 to 3, Torrance, Mueller, Jasper, and Monroe. This is a pick-up, a sack lunch, and go, right? Not a pick-up, a sack lunch, and congregate.
It is, and we'll be providing those opportunities. Once again, can't say enough about partnerships, can't say enough about the Howard Buffett Foundation. When you get four groups of organizations that tend to make things happen, it becomes something can be done pretty quickly. So that'll roll out Thursday.
Yeah, that's
so it's going to be hopefully a nice day, and more kids will have opportunities to add some good healthy food to their diet.
No doubt about it. Now we have Chris on with us, I believe, tomorrow. You guys have a park board meeting today. Anything you need to preview there?
It's pretty straightforward right now. Some leases and just a couple leases and easements and things like that right now. Day to day, the operation of the park district is day to day, week to week, month to month. Everybody's planning out for the next, say, six-month period, trying to figure out what it's going to look like. Because, Brian, you know what's going to happen is when we get through this, there's going to be a lot of pent-up need there for activity, for use of our facilities. People may not be able to go on a vacation. So we're back to those days when we talked about the staycations. People are going to want to get out. They're going to want to participate. And we're going to have to be ready to meet that need.
All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Thank you. Stay safe, and tell your park police folks are doing a great job, and hopefully they'll have fewer encounters in the days to come.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate it.
All right, Bill Clevenger, Executive Director for the Decatur Park District.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.